And from the KTOO newsroom here in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Skagway closed half of its busiest cruise ship dock for the rest of the season after a series of rock slides smashed holes through it and damaged infrastructure. Now people are safer, but those rocks are crushing the town's tourism economy. Claire Strimple reports for KTOO.
Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata pushes through some hemlocks on the ridge above town to get a better look at loose boulders hanging over the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad dock.
See how it's all just falling apart? Crumbling? Look at all this loose rock here.
Usually, 500,000 cruise ship tourists meet their tour guides or board buses and trains here. But city-hired geologists released a report this summer with a sobering message. There could be a catastrophic slide here with little to no warning.
And you can see how precarious they are. If one goes, they're all going. And this is the good side.
The view up here above the slide path is stunning. In one direction, a glacier-carved fjord reflects a jagged crown of mountains. In the other, the town's brightly painted Gold Rush-era buildings. The port is studded with three huge cruise ships.
There goes some rock. And then look what's right at the bottom of the slide.
Everything looks tiny below. People are just specks on the dock.
The side of this mountain will come down. It's a matter of when.
Fermata gestures at the town's fuel tanks and the helicopter pad and says he's worried that if enough rock came off the mountain, a massive slide could take out everything on the waterfront. There have been four serious rock slides on the dock since June. Boulders punched a hole right through the concrete and rebar so you can see the water below. Others damaged a cruise ship there. Residents say cruisers and local children selling newspapers were in the impact zone just minutes before the rock came down. Now, some ships are skipping Skagway and taking their business to Sitka or Hoonah. And instead of four ships, the city can accommodate only three at a time. That's a loss of about 100,000 passengers for the rest of the season. And, of course, all the money they would have spent.
Are you guys looking for the Klondike Tours bus?
Billy Jo Clem is trying to flag down cruise ship passengers to get them to take one of her buses. They used to wait right at the dock for passengers to get off the ships, but since it closed, cruise ships are sending people to shore on small boats.
Which is financially devastating for us.
She says tourists are struggling to find her buses as they get rerouted around the slide area. It's cut her business in half, and she's had to lay off some of her drivers.
If we don't have the tours and we don't have the people from the ships, we just can't afford to keep them, and we've cut everybody else's hours down.
At the railroad station, throngs of tourists are waiting to board one of the trains that run hourly up the winding rail to the White Pass summit. It's Skagway's biggest draw. The White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has been the town's largest employer for nearly 125 years. Tyler Rose, the company's executive director of human resources and strategic planning, says the city's report overstates the imminent risk of a rock slide.
Well, it's always been a concern. And I know for us, it's not a heightened concern because we've always taken it very seriously.
He says White Pass identified a slide risk decades ago. They've been monitoring the area since 2017 when an earthquake let loose two rock slides. The company repurposed shipping containers as a protective tunnel for cruise ship passengers to walk through and put up barriers to catch falling rocks. That appeared to solve the problem until the rock slide this June. Geologists for the railroad said in a memo that their research has been more extensive than the city consultants' review. They say there's no increased risk of rock slide compared to previous years they've monitored. It also said their instruments on the mountain would forewarn the railroad of any movement indicating a rock slide was imminent. Rose had hoped to reopen the dock this season, but it's clear now, after several more rock slides came down without warning, that that's not going to happen.
You know, we want to work closely with the municipality to both solve this problem and seek funding wherever we can, because it will be a financially challenging proposition for both of us.
The city and the railroad are working together to try and reduce risk at the slide zone. They have a plan, but it's a massive undertaking and likely to cost tens of millions of dollars. Mayor Andrew Cremata is serious about making it happen, and quickly.
But come next April, we need to be able to put four ships here and make sure that our business owners have the best chance they can have at making as much money as possible as the cruise industry rebounds.
The plan is to fly heavy machinery to the top of the mountain by helicopter and start taking pieces of it down. The goal is to decrease the steepness of the mountainside so rocks don't tumble off. A team of design contractors is in Skagway this week to see how and if it can be done. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strempel.
Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings spent $20 million for nearly 3 acres of prime waterfront property in 2018, beating out the city and borough of Juneau and other bidders, with an offer that was more than 5 times the appraised value of the land. Yesterday, Norwegian gave that property to Huna Totem Corporation, an Alaska Native corporation tied to Huna with headquarters in Juneau. Norwegian shared its ideas for the property in 2020, but it hasn't been developed yet. Huna Totem plans to work with Juneau-based Gold Belt Inc. and other Alaska Native corporations to complete the project. Mickey Richardson, Huna Totem's head of marketing and public relations, said the corporation likes to invest in local projects, and the majority of its shareholders live in Juneau.
Being locally owned and operated, we hope that the project will reflect the values of the Native people from Juneau and also the community of Juneau.
The corporation aims to submit plans to local planning officials for a tourism facility and dock by the end of the year. Richardson said the goal is to complete the project for the 2025 cruise season. Alexandra Pierce, Juneau's tourism director, said the change is unlikely to lead to an overhaul of Norwegian's concept.
We have been told that they're planning to maintain the core elements as presented to the community, the underground parking, public open space, and ocean center-like development, but we haven't seen a revised plan yet.
Pierce has worked with Norwegian on its plans since the company purchased the property. She said Huna Totem will need to show the Juneau Planning Commission that its plans are consistent with the goals and criteria set forward by the Visitor Industry Task Force. She says the next step for Huna Totem will be to apply to the Planning Commission for a conditional use permit. That will be the public's next opportunity to provide comments. Huna Totem and Gold Belt still need permission from the city to develop and operate in the city-owned tidelands around the property. The Coast Guard and NOAA must also be on board if the project impacts their water access. Norwegian did not immediately respond when KTOO asked why the company gave away land it spent millions to acquire. But in a press release, a Norwegian executive says the company wanted the project to integrate with the local community and that it became abundantly clear that Huna Totem should lead that effort. Norwegian and Huna Totem have worked together before. This March, the companies agreed to develop a dock in Whittier. And in other news, a humpback whale calf appears to be okay after an encounter with a tour boat in Favorite Channel. The collision left some of the whale's skin on the boat's hull. Susie Tierlink is a coordinator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Whale Sense program. She saw a video of the incident.
The whale certainly felt that contact, probably didn't feel good.
The calf's name is Cinder. Cinder is about 6 months old and 18 to 20 feet long. Its mother is Flame, a Juneau regular that Tierlink described as, quote, a supermother. Flame has brought 4 calves back to Juneau in 4 years, when a calf every 2 or 3 years is typical. But Tierlink says this latest calf is a little too interested in people.
We've been getting reports about it being very curious and coming up to boats and being interested in the boat and the passengers, spy hopping, weaving underneath the boat, blowing bubbles, that kind of a thing.
Tierlink says the video of the August 11th incident showed the calf rolling against the boat, which was idling. Since then, NOAA researchers have seen Cinder out and about and acting normally. But Tierlink is concerned about the consequences of the behavior to the calf and anyone who encounters it.
We really want to emphasize, these are huge animals, and even just a small interaction could be really harmful to anyone involved.
Tierlink says this kind of curiosity isn't super rare in whale calves, but encountering curious whales calls for more caution and for giving such whales space, as much space as possible. Tierlink says it's best to stay 100 yards away from whales and to idle if a whale comes closer. And with curious whales like Cinder, it might be a good idea to start backing away safely. And it's 66 degrees in Juneau, and it's expected to be cloudy tonight with 5-mile-an-hour winds. The low tonight is 54 degrees. Tomorrow, it's looking sunny during the day, and the high may be around 66 degrees. Tomorrow night, there's a 30% chance of rain, and Thursday is expected to be rainy as well. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry.